I'm glad you clicked that link on your computer, and now you're listening to a message that's going to be given in a few moments. Brother Freedom is here, and for us, it's a Sunday afternoon when we worship the Lord. The Lord is so good and so special, and we're thankful for the Holy Spirit because He's the one that does all these wonderful things. Brother Freedom is going to be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're believing it, and we hope that you'll believe for God to meet your need right where you are. You may want to download this message and keep it in your computer so you can play it again. Father, we thank you for this day and for your wonderful goodness to us and for your love. We thank you, Lord, for anointing Brother Freedom today. Lord, touch him and give him great liberty because we recognize and he recognizes that he cannot function without the Holy Spirit. And that's a good safeguard. We thank you for that safeguard of the Holy Spirit because we know, Lord, when something wonderful happens, it's from you. So we're just trusting and thanking you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way and giving him great liberty. Lord, that you'll touch his lips and anoint him. And Father, we pray that all things that would resist will be taken away, that he can have that freedom. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're such a privilege to be able to acknowledge you as a Lord and Savior. Father, for I know that I am not worthy to do this great task that you have for me. Father, I really need that help. I need your strength. And I rely totally on you this day. I pray that you might anoint this day, if it be thy will. Father, I pray that you bind all hindering powers, all humanistic thoughts. And Father, we bring every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We pray that you move mightily, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Father, because we're coming from a very sin-cursed world, things are not where they should be. Lord, help us this day to do thy will. We pray that you might anoint, you might strengthen us, you uphold us. And Father, we ask our forgiveness. We ask forgiveness where we have failed you. We pray that you might enable us, help us, that we might walk up before you in thy presence by the move of thy mighty hand, by the anointing of thy Spirit. We pray that you'd move mightily. We pray for the people out there that need a special touch. We claim that special healing touch this day. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. This is not from the natural, I'm talking from the spiritual. I believe we're living in the most hardest hours we've ever lived. I believe they're very difficult. And I believe that Jesus preached a series of sermons in the book of John before his crucifixion. It was so mighty, and I missed this till yesterday. There is what Jesus was telling his disciples, but we've all just taken it as a, I even myself, took it as a, this is in the Bible, but it's not that. Jesus literally spoke these things out. It was through his ministry. He starts out in the 10th chapter of St. John. He talks about his sheep know his voice. And they come to his call, but a stranger they do not hear. And then the 10th chapter of St. John says, the enemy cometh to kill, to steal, and destroy, but he has come to give us life and give us more abundant life. So that was the procedures that started taking place. In the 14th chapter, Jesus is proclaiming, so many of us recite that scripture, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go away, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. Jesus was saying to his disciples that he was leaving very shortly. And his crucifixion was coming up at a pretty fast rate. He knew that it was scheduled for him to bear that cross, to be the sacrifice for the world. It had to be a special time because he was just like we are. He came in the flesh. But that's the anointing of the Spirit of God anointed him. And that's why he duplicates it for us today, that we can have that same driving force that drove Jesus basically other than he was the Son of God, but still we have an influence of the Spirit to help us day by day that we need so beyond, we really need it in a very desperate way. And that is the force that Jesus understood. So then Jesus starts speaking about a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And we don't really see it manifest until the book of Acts, but then it says 14th chapter and the 12th verse, it says, "Verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works I do, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that would I give, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." And it says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Now this is the hard thing. You know, it's easy to serve Christ, but if you love me, it hits us all. It hits me right here. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's easy to go out here and talk about it, but doing it's a little bit different. Abstaining from all appearance of evil and to be above reproach with my attitude, my thoughts, my the secret things within me, all things totally on the Lord. This is where the feet need the pavement. The things that we have to start practice doing them to do what the Lord wishes for us to do. It says, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." He says he will pray the Father, and the Father shall give us another comforter. So Jesus is telling them, "I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to send back another comforter, and he will be with you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." The world does still doesn't receive him, because they seeth him not, neither knoweth him. The world doesn't see him. You took one of these where you go out here and talk to people, they wouldn't get any votes for that. The world doesn't see nothing. "But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be with you and be in you, and he will speak through you." So the Lord is making this real to his disciples, which is given to us also. He's showing us a picture that can be obtained through the move of the Spirit. They was with Christ all this point, but he's telling you, you need a little more. You need something that comes greater as he that's within you and he is of the world. So there, he's telling them, you need a little more than what you have. You need a personal relationship, a guy that's with you. He will never leave you. I will not be able to be with you every step of the way. From now on, you're going to have it through the Spirit that lives within. Instead of you being able to see me visibly, there's going to be something within you that'll tell you and help you as long as you stay in true step with me. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will let you know things. He will be as a friend. He will be your comfort. He will be one that you can trust, that you can lean on in times of desperation and trouble. "For I will not leave you comfortless." Jesus is saying, he will not leave us comfortless. Now they was probably receiving, like most of the church world today, this is just talking, a figment of speech. Just as so what's going to, it's just there, and you know, if we don't get it, so what? You know, it's just words. And that's what more people think. They really do. I had a person ask me, "Is there more to the Holy Spirit?" I seen a person this morning. This person just prayed for people, but there was no move of the Spirit at all. Yes, there's a lot more to that. That's just the natural way. That's the old man way. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. All things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And I want to stop for a minute. 30 years ago, I started, my whole life changed. I can witness exactly, I didn't know, I can exactly witness to all these things. The Lord gave me a plan. I drove a truck a lot, so when I got behind the steering wheel of that truck, he told me to pray in the Spirit. And I did. I drove down the highway just better than I ever do, probably did before. But actually, I was praying in the Spirit. And when I got home, I tied my time reading the Word of God, not like most people read the Bible, because God told me just to eat it. So I would just, as fast as I could eat, I ate the word and it became life within me. I can't express what it done because I wasn't going to win no competition of knowing. And that was what I was reading for, because something was happening inside. Something was rearranging my heart. Something was giving me a love for God's word. Something was giving me a supernatural love for my Father. Something was giving me a love for Jesus that I never had before. Something was giving me the desire to live holy as unto God. What, something there was giving me that victory, that sense of, that I could attain what He wanted me to do. I was had that life-giving flow of blood within me that I knew that when I prayed for people, they were going to be touched, and I've never lost it. I knew that God would say something was going to happen if it happened. I know, but it came through what Jesus is talking about here, through the special invitation that God has given to the world. Come unto me, all ye weary and heavy laden. Come before me, and I will infill you with my Spirit. I will touch you and baptize you with the power from heaven. And I will let you know, the Word says, know all things that you need. We know some things we don't need to know, but God will give us everything that we need if we will ask Him. We can call upon Him, and He will show us great and mighty things that we know not. We can cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. We can be a witness where we go. We can let our light shine. When we go down, wherever we go, our lives be changed from a dull person before till we hit a smile on our face. The love of God starts coming up out of our spirit, and we smile, we love, we feel for people. We're happy. We start praying for situations. We start moving through the Spirit of God, and the Spirit, the sinner becomes alive. It starts burning within our hearts, and we feel the love of God. We feel that compassion, that togetherness, and only God can give us that wonderful experience. And we don't know how to tell our brothers and sisters how, when we're asked how it takes place, but this is about the best way that Brother Freedom can tell you today. You enjoy something that's so desirable, so healthy for you. It will create in you a right desire for God. You will not be no longer want to be puffed up. You will not want to be the center of conversations. You'll want to be where God would have you to be. You'd want to walk in His holiness. He would want to walk in His direction. And when He say, thus says the Spirit of God, you say, yes, I understand, Lord. I see. I feel. That's what God wishes for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today, that we start walking in that maturity of the Spirit of God that puts us alive, that we don't have to faint every time that we find ourselves coming up shorthand. We have the Word of God within us, and we know when the Spirit of God says it is going to be there. I knew Jennifer and Michael would be here today, just a little minute before I went, that she was going to be here. I knew that. God's never wrong. He is never wrong. I can't explain. There'll be a certain thing in the mailbox. God will tell me it's going to be in the mailbox, and I can always know it. When my license tags came back, my vehicle out here, the Lord says, that day you look there, that it's going to be there. And it was there. God is real. What I'm saying, God is that effort. And Jesus knew the disciples needed this special edge. There's a place in the Bible that you will know all things. It doesn't mean you're a smart aleck. It don't mean you go out here and contest with people. No, 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 no. But you know the things that God desires you to know. You know all things that He would have you know. That you're not a show-off, a big overpowering person, but you're gentle, loving. And I'll tell you, out there, wherever you are, when you start having the Spirit of God, you don't go down and sort of pushing your way around. You become gentle. You come walking in the love of God. You don't show yourself as a show-off. You show yourself as a tire of God because you're a servant of God. And God wants the servants of God to be entirely directed by the Spirit of God, that God can be happy with their life. That He can, it's as happy as the people whose God is the Lord. That God sees a great worth within our hearts and life. And this is the way to get the Spirit of God in your heart in such a way that as you read the Word of God, it brings great power within you. It's not within yourself. There's no good thing within me at all. But it's the only thing that I have is tangible and good is what God puts in there himself. And I want to have a favorable ground that God can mature in my life, that my body would keep in a certain place. It's like now I have to work out in the gym every day because this body, if I get to where I can't move, I'm no profit to the Lord. It wouldn't deter my salvation, but I couldn't keep speaking. I couldn't do what I do when I got to go out here and put out a little effort, which was good for me. And on that treadmill, God comes down and talks to me. And when I'm on that bicycle, he talks to me. When I lift those weights, he's talking to me. But I have to do these things because if I don't, I'm going to be over here in the side lane. When we get in the side lane, it means that God cannot use us no more. And we're just there as a dead weight. And I don't ever want to be dead weight. I want to be that vessel of praise that can praise my God. That can love him. That when I see a need for somebody like the rescue mission, I can pray and I know God's going to heal him. My brother got a good report to call me yesterday about. I'm not going to tell what it was. But that's what it's all about. It's praying for people. Their lives might be changed. And that's what life's about. See, when I started out, I didn't have nothing really to give the Lord. I still really, well, my eyes matter up and I get salt in my eyes and I can't see. I'm a mess without the Lord. But with God, he takes nothing. He helps you to be an overcomer. Helps you that your life will be a witness. That your light can shine for Jesus. He doesn't have to be ashamed of us. He said, that's your child. He loves us. What he wants to do is take us all. What his big desire is, he told me today that the church wasn't ready. And I believe he wants to speak to us directly very soon. I believe that he's already spoken to me about this, but I think he really wants to speak to everybody. The church is not really ready. The church is living in things. They're not literally sinning. But a lot of people in churches have so much to do that they're so concerned on the things of God, they're leaving the important issues. We're going into, like when the apostles were, they were serving tables, and they said, let's get us Holy Spirit men to serve the tables, because we need more of our time and commend ourselves to the things of God. And I would like to say that's the way the church should get, that we should get more. Let the little ones that are need to grow, let them do the tasks that don't really take as much, or someone that doesn't really have feel the call. But when you feel the call of God's on your life, you need to put a little effort. You need to put a first, because we really believe right now this word is going through all of the nations of the world. And I believe God is sending a message out. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, for the Lord is coming. He's coming back. Because I, the Lord thy God, am calling my people. I say my people are not looking for my coming. My people are doing great things. And they do it in my name. They take great adventures. They do wonderful things in their own. But many times they forget about the Lord their God. For I'm looking for those this last hour will look to me, says the Spirit of God. They will want to love me. I do it not to force my people to love me. My people should love me because who I am. For I am the God, the Savior of their life. I'm the one that made it possible for them to be redeemed. I'm the one that have made paid in full for their sins to be put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And all that, still my people are not thankful. My people are not grateful. They're not really show me. And I see their hearts, and many are, their hearts are far from me. Their hearts are looking to others, but I wish to be the center of my people. I wish for my people to seek me first in all areas. If they will seek me first in every area, I, the Lord thy God, shall uplift them, and I shall go before them, and I will bless them, and I shall give them strength, and I shall move upon them mightily. For those who will denounce the things of this world, the cares of this world, and come to me and give themselves to me, I, the Lord thy God, shall promote them, and I shall uphold them. and I shall be a father of them. And I'm a big father, said the Spirit of God. I can help you, my people, if you will rely on me. I'm looking for those who will trust in me, the living God. Yea, even for your finances, for all that thou hast, all thy livelihood, all that's before thee. And I shall, there's nothing that's withheld from, I see all things. I shall provide for thee even greater than has been the past. I shall bless my church. I wish for my people to realize that I am with them. I know all about them, and I shall be by their side. And I say the enemy will not be able to overtake them if I am with them, because he's afraid of me, says the Spirit of God. And I shall be your shadow. And I, he that dwelt in a single place in the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I shall be that shadow to you this day. And I shall support thee. And I shall shade thee with my power. And my anointing shall be upon thee. And I shall destroy the darkness that would come to advance to get thee. For I shall protect thee. For I shall guide thee. And no sickness shall fall thee. Nor plague shall come in thy dwelling. I shall uphold thee in a mighty way. And I shall deliver thee, my people. Come to me. Come, and I shall help thee. Come this day, for I shall go before thee. Come, my people, for I loveth thee, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. I don't know if it wasn't very long today, but Father, I pray that you bless your people. Help them. Let them see the need of you being their Father. They need that special touch. I need that special strength. They need that special anointing that comes through the Spirit of God. Greater is He that's within them that's in the world. Father, I pray for a mighty protection around your people worldwide. I pray for this ministry out there, wherever you are, to be touched by the living God. I pray that there'll be life going to be given out today. I pray that there'll be no more darkness. There'll be life going out, advanced to all people. We pray this in a mighty way. We pray that your angels will go before, bring this to pass this day. Lord, we pray for a mighty avalanche of thy glory to go out today. I pray that you'll move mightily this day. I pray that you'd bind hindering powers of darkness. I pray that you set the captive free. I pray that you'd bring salvation to those ones that need Jesus, them as your Lord and Savior. I pray today for those that do not know the Lord. Ask of God. God will save you. He'll heal you. He will bless you. He will love you. Whatever you need, God's here to help you by the Spirit of God. Jesus paid in full that you might have eternal life. And the Holy Spirit's here to bless you, to minister for you in the mighty way. We just pray that it's a mighty blessing this day. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.